Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow, did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann, let it happen. The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. The Dow, the S&P, NASDAQ, all moving higher today. Stocks rose the most in a week. Treasuries declined. The dollar gained on growing speculation. The Trump administration is gaining momentum in its efforts to reform the tax code. S&P 500 index up 24 to 2452, up by 1%. Dow Industrials up 196 points, up by 0.9%. NASDAQ up 84, a gain there of 1.4%. The 10-year down 9/32, the yield 2.21%. Gold down 6.20 the ounce to 1287, a drop there of 0.5%. And West Texas Intermediate crude up 0.6% to $47.64 a barrel. I'm Charlie Pellett. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Yes, you are. Charlie Pellett, thank you so much. This is Bloomberg Markets on Bloomberg Radio.
Ooh, I'm just a love machine, and I won't work for nobody but you.
We want to take our weekly look at hedge funds, including what a giant in the hedge fund industry, Paul Tudor Jones, is up to with a new fund. It has to do with machine learning. Hema Parmar is our hedge fund reporter at Bloomberg Brief here in our New York studio. Hema, Paul Tudor Jones, well known,
yes.
If we're talking about hedge funds, respected, revered, mm-hmm. if you will. What's going on?
Yes, a pioneer in the industry for sure. So he is turning to one of his top money managers to start a new hedge fund within Tudor, Dharmesh Maniar. He's a portfolio manager based in London. He's going to oversee this new vehicle, this new hedge fund that will run in the firm. It's still going to be human-run, macro-focused, but it will incorporate some machine learning technologies in its investment and decision-making.
Part human, part machine?
Yes, like it's certainly influenced by the machine learning sort of algorithmic side of things. This is a carve-out of the portfolio that Dharmesh was running under the main firm and under the main fund. And so it is continuing the strategy that he had been doing for some time. The fact that they are giving him his own book to run, essentially his own fund, suggests that he probably had a good track record running that strategy under the main fund.
Take a step back first, Hema, because Tudor has seen a lot of redemptions. Mm-hmm. They're trying to, what, rework their strategy overall?
Yeah, so they used to manage $14 billion in 2015. Now assets have fallen to $8 billion.
Mm. It's a big move down.
A significant amount. And people have been pulling money from the main fund, which has produced essentially, you know, mediocre returns over the past few years. They're mm-hmm. down this year. Over the past few years, it just hasn't, you know, quite been up to standard. In the second quarter of this year, 15% of the main fund's assets were pulled, which leaves it at about $3.6 billion, which is about half the value from a year ago. So it has been, you know, a difficult time for the firm. And macro funds in general have been struggling for some time. And so what we've seen is Paul Tudor Jones really pivoting towards more of an algorithmic quantitative side of things and hiring up, you know, data scientists, mathematicians. He's even invested his own money in some AI startups and trying to, you know, bring his firm sort of up with the times and pursue, you know, some new ways to generate that alpha.
This individual, Dharmesh Maniar, is it? If I'm saying it correctly, who's going to oversee this fund for Paul Tudor Jones. I mean, I'm assuming that he's got a pretty good track record.
We would think so. We don't have the exact numbers,
but
they're giving him, you know, his own book to run, which suggests that whatever he was doing under the main fund, since it is a carve out of essentially that same strategy, would be doing quite well. He has been with the firm for some time, I believe since 2013, has been running money under the main fund as well as another fund.
AI is everywhere, right? And people are doing it in the hedge funds that they're offering to others, and they're doing it. Paul Tudor, right, has been pivoting to quant also himself personally.
Yep. He invested some of his own money in an AI startup called Cargometric Technologies. We have seen the industry as a whole really kind of race to adopt AI technologies, quantitative systems, trying to find an edge wherever you can. We did see Man Group, which is the world's largest publicly traded hedge fund firm, using more machine learning in a few other of their funds too. So it certainly is a trend that we're seeing the industry shift towards.
Yeah, kind of fascinating.
Very
interesting.
You see
it kind of more and more having an impact in terms of machine learning. We were talking earlier about quants with another guest. In particular. Hey, speaking of new funds, though, you've got another story on a new hedge fund.
Yes. So the group of four, they're setting up a systematic hedge fund. They're going to bet around volatility specifically. It's called Bombora Investment Partners.
Good luck with that. There hasn't been much volatility, certainly in the equity market. A little bit more as of late. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's been, you know, when it has been, we've seen spikes over a few days, and the VIX has been a bit all over the place. So we'll have to see, you know, how they do. They will use computerized models, again, to sort of help inform their investment decisions and to trade around volatility indices, ETFs, futures, and options. We don't think that they're sort of starting this up right now to sort of, if they're expecting volatility or not, we don't know, but we do think that they see some type of inherent opportunity within the VIX and the volatility space that they might be trying to take advantage of. But we will have to see how much they start with and how that really pans out for them.
So it's interesting to hear about that new fund and kind of what Paul Tudor Jones is doing in terms of shifting strategy. What's the landscape look like overall in terms of new launches in the hedge fund community?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. Last year was a very difficult time for hedge fund launches. We didn't see too many. We saw more closures.
But didn't assets still grow?
Assets still grow. It looks like, I mean, money comes in and it seems to go towards, you know, the big managers. It's still a $3 trillion industry,
right.
Absolutely. But the first quarter of this year, we saw the first rise in the number of launches since the fourth quarter of 2015. So the first time we've seen more launches in this quarter than
individual
the one
funds.
Before of individual funds.
How do we explain that?
It's a little hard to say. I mean, we saw a lot of optimism going in the beginning of this year over the potential ability perhaps to raise money or to make investment decisions. But last year, it also compares to last year when it was such a difficult time, the past 2 years, where just raising money is hard and launching a new fund and getting off the ground is quite difficult. It still continues to be. We did still see more closures than launches in the first quarter of this year.
What about hedge fund performance? Is it doing better than what we saw last year? I don't know if you've got the numbers.
We do. It is doing better. The average hedge fund is up about 3.7% in the first half of the year through July. Last year, the average fund was up about 2.8%. I mean, none of this is really that stellar.
Yeah.
Equity funds are outperforming. The average equity fund is up 7% this year through July. Macro funds, still the worst performers. Average fund up about 0.3%,
less than
1%.
Wow.
So it is not... it's not been easy for that strategy.
Not at all. All right. Always good to check in with you. Thanks
so
much. Hema Parmar, hedge fund reporter at Bloomberg Brief, right here in our 1130 studio in New York City. You're listening to Bloomberg Markets right here on Bloomberg Radio.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow, did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann, let it happen. The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.